Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. Waiting on the rest, waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday.
That's it. Today is Friday. That's it. Today is Friday. So, Ray got cut off. I guess y'all. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Good morning, TNT. It is a fabulous Friday. Day after Thanksgiving. I'm sure everybody is still overstuffed and enjoyed sitting back relaxing. I mean, all of y'all that are not out shopping are probably in shopping on your computers and things today since it is Black Friday. But it's been that way for a week or 2 weeks now. So we take advantage of it. Okay. I don't know if we have Ray back or not.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you just can hear me. Yeah, no update. Nope.
No update. Well, let me see. After the last call, we got a couple calls from a couple different banks. So you guys would know. They did, in fact, go home like they wanted to. One bank sent theirs home at noon, like they said. One was at 5. One was at 7. But they all got to go home. They spent Thursday with their families. And then it began. Let me see what people are hitting me with here first. Okay. Then it began. Right after dinner, they started getting their phone calls. I mean, they were actually told on Wednesday, but they were ensuring, be to work Friday morning at 6 o'clock. Be to work Friday morning at 5 o'clock. Have all your people in there Friday morning. They went as far as they had one bank yesterday call all their people individually to make sure they got a commitment out of them to be in the exchange center today. Now, not just today, but to be in there this morning at 8 o'clock. To be there, not on the way there, but be there ready to go at 8 o'clock. Because they had to come in at 7, I think he said. But this is what they told him. Now, they called our guy at home and told him to call all his people individually and get a confirmation from each one of them so they would know exactly how many people were going to be on location today. This exchange centers, call centers, and other banks did it their way, whatever they were doing, but they wanted to know. Because they were telling them once again that today was the day. This morning was the morning. I mean, we're still here, so obviously it wasn't this morning. Doesn't rule out this evening, though. Doesn't rule out tomorrow morning. But they're pressuring them about something that is going to go. But I did tell you guys way last week, not even just beginning this week, but last week, they said if it didn't go then, it was going to be Monday. That's this coming Monday is what they were looking for. This coming Monday. But they were making a big push yesterday and last night and for some reason having them in there first thing this morning, I guess, just in case. Everything's looking good in Iraq. They are doing demonstrations, what they're calling it, with Sadr. And all it is he's pumping them up for the election already because it's all about Sadr endorsing him, Iraqi flag waving, agreeing. They're telling them to abide by security, make it all peaceful. But it's all really there, a Sadr rally that they want to call a demonstration in support of the reforms. But it's all about Sadr and his push for the reforms and his run to be the new prime minister. So it's okay. Nothing negative there. I think in one province, 2 people were killed, though, and 50 were injured. because it might have got out of hand. But here's the thing about that, guys. Because I know y'all wonder about it and worry about it getting out of control. Or them saying it's out of control. A couple years ago at the Wild Time, I keep telling you guys, that happens in Chicago all the time. They say, man, things are breaking down in Iraq. 10 people got killed. 50 people got hurt, got arrested. Guy called me on Monday or Tuesday, one of them. And he said, 57 people got killed in Chicago on Saturday or the weekend. 57 people. We got to do something to stop this. I was like, 57 people? Isn't that every weekend? I mean, so what's it just in Chicago? Not talking about New York and L.A. and Atlanta and Washington, D.C. and Miami and every other city where people getting killed every weekend in the U.S. like it's nothing. But then we get excited when 5, 6, 7 people get killed in Iraq and say the country's going to hell. Can you believe that? But that's propaganda. That's what they want to use. That's what gets people worried. I mean, it's an everyday event here, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, I wouldn't want to live in Chirac. I know we got people that do. I don't understand it. It's almost like living in Texas or Oklahoma or let me leave these states alone. All right. So the good thing is the bank people are there. They're sitting there waiting right now, anticipating, because that's what they were told. They got them all hyped up yesterday, this morning. We'll see what happens after the market closes. They went as far, though, let me tell you guys this, as to tell them that we should be receiving the 800 numbers last night. We were supposed to get them yesterday evening or last night. That's what they told them, that we were going to get the 800 numbers and be prepared for people to make their appointments. But here we are. So let's do it. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Wait a minute. Let me check my email just in case. All right. No, I didn't see any 800. All righty. Questions. New money, 28. I'd like your opinion on something. Oh, wait a minute. They wrote a short story.
Okay.
Says, I've been seriously thinking about why banks are forcing employees to stay at the exchange centers until the RV happens. However, there has been absolutely no movement from Texas. I believe that you mentioned in the past that the U.S. Treasury is reimbursing the banks for keeping the employees at exchange centers. If I am correct, then it is plausible to believe the reason bank execs are keeping employees at exchange centers is because the banks are making money by doing so. Are they doing what many government contractors do, charge the U.S. government one fee, pay their employees less than what was charged, and then keep the difference?
Was that a question or a thing?
Yeah. Why they keep doing it, because the banks are making money and not paying the employees all the money that the government's paying them.
Okay. You're absolutely correct. And why would they do that? They're in business to make money. So they're making money. And nobody's ever going to give the employees 100% of their profit. So, yeah, they're making money. But here's the key point that you need to know. The Treasury is paying the money, and the Treasury is the one telling them to do it. They can't just say, hey, my people work today, so you guys owe me. They have to go under the direction of the Treasury in order to put their people on standby alert or be ready to go. If not, every bank would do it all the time. Hey, you owe me. So, yeah, banks are greedy because they're banks. They want to make the money. But they can only do it if the Treasury tells them to do it. So the Treasury is looking at how much money they're paying out for nothing, and either they're saying one of two things. We're going to make 10 times that, so big deal, or we're just going to print the money and pay them anyway. They surely don't seem concerned about how much they are paying. All right, what's next?
Jim and KC says, hopes are high for Monday, but like you, we are hopeful skeptics until the RV pops. Monday/Tuesday is the first opportunity for a post-Thanksgiving release. Other than that, can you share some other reasons why the government sources think it should begin Monday/Tuesday?
There is no reason. It's because that's what somebody told them was the plan. Hey, this is what we're going to do. And we have to see. I mean, because all we're waiting for is a go. Yes, there's nothing we're sitting around waiting for. Nothing to be approved, done in Iraq, anything else, because they've done all they need to do. The rates are sitting on the screens because they already have them. The exchangers and the call center people are sitting at the desk by the direction of the Treasury. Their hours are already set. Everybody's ready to go. They just haven't been given the go. So for whatever reason, and that's the part we don't know, the Treasury is not saying go. It could be a million things. Could be somebody's attitude or some people's attitude. But let me tell you what it's not, because I already saw it. It was funny. So Trump pardoned Flynn, which you guys should all know about by now. And I know this same guru, this ridiculous, is telling you that's what held up the RV, because he had pardoned Flynn, and now they can start arresting people. This same guru that told you every week they did this, now they can arrest people. They did this, now they can arrest people. We got almost there, but last week it was we had 12 more people to arrest. But now Flynn's been pardoned, so now we can arrest some more people. Man, please. I mean, just please stop that, man. Let's find something real for them not doing it. And I wish I had it. We know it's in the Treasury. I told you guys earlier in the week what they said was going on, and he's going to do it whenever he does it or okay it. Whenever he does, you know, get through the emotions of it and everything else. So let's just wait and see. Now, again, they were excited yesterday. They obviously had some Treasury people working because they were calling bank people, telling them what to do, get ready, and call them back. And I did call them this morning. They haven't gotten out. Well, I'm not going to say they haven't. I wasn't able to get in touch with him because they were supposed to call him back yesterday at 5 o'clock, and he was supposed to give them the exact number of people he contacted and how many were going to be in there. So still waiting for that. All right, what's next, Ray?
Let's see. KC Success, Jolly Mate, and Beth in Greenville are all celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday.
I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Wayne, happy birthday to the three of you. Let's see. Next we have BAP. Just a couple of questions. Do you have any kind of update about Oki?
No.
Okay. I received your text message last night, test message. Is that how you plan to contact everyone when the RV occurs? We've always said we're going to use the tweet to contact everyone. And then I said, those TNT members on the website, as a backup, we're also going to send email to those email addresses. So I did do a test last night, just another test run to shoot an email out to the database. And the report came back, roughly 8,500 went out. I don't know why the other ones didn't go out of 20,000 members. But it did go to those who were considered active in the last 12 months. I mean, somewhere in the last 12 months, you went onto the website and did something. There was nothing but look around and log back out. But you did log in. And so maybe that's why it only went to 8,500. I don't know. But I know AOL users, you're not getting yours. I didn't get mine. And I even sent it back to me two more times as a test to make sure it is not going through for AOL users. And some of you that didn't get it, you can look in your junk mail, Gmail users, look in the promotions tab. You might find it there. Now, some of you have set up your email to automatically go to your phone and send a text message. Well, that could be the holdup. Your provider didn't finish transferring it and sending it to your text number to your phone. It could be a number of things. But that was just a secondary method that we're going to use to send out the 800 information. The tweet is the primary information. And then the email, because I have the database available, we'll send emails as backup. And that was the reason for the test, just to see if it worked, to see how many people it went out to. So if you did not get the emails, you don't have to panic and worry. If you get in the tweet, that's going to be our first mode of communication. The email is just a backup to those who were members in the back room. I hope that cleared it up for everyone.
Wait, didn't clear it up for me. Hold on.
All right.
So you sent out an email. And you got 20,000 emails? That's how many emails you have?
Well, we have 20,000 members in the system.
In the form. Because we had 125,000 on Twitter. Well, we got 20,000 in the form.
Yeah, this is just the website. Right, this is just the website. That's the only place where the emails are stored, on the website, not in Twitter.
Okay. And so people with, what did you say, AOL or Model T, email address didn't get them, right?
Apparently not, because I know I didn't and some other folks didn't. So it looks like it's not going through to AOL for some reason.
I'm trying to figure out who still uses AOL.
Well, the sharpest people in the United States are the ones that still hold AOL as an email source, but it's only reserved for the sharpest. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Me too. I'm just saying. All right.
We're good?
Yep, we're good.
All right. Sunstar says, are there any updates from the bank or your committee contacts on the Indonesian rupiah rate of 53 cents? No, no updates. That still supposedly is the introductory rate, and then it will gradually move up. Number two, are those in the know still seeing all rates at the banks?
I didn't ask them about rates again today, but I suppose they are. They gave us
those
rates.
I think so. You know, they haven't been reporting on all of the rates. The last couple of times we got rates, it was just one or two selected ones, but I assume that they could see the rest. Okay, let's see. Where's Joel? That's about the test email, so I just addressed all of that. All right, we're going to the board and talk to some live individuals. First one is 404 area code.
Hi, Pony, and hi, Ray. Happy post-Thanksgiving. And again, appreciate your being with us on today's date here. A couple of questions.
Okay, before you start, how was your Thanksgiving?
We managed.
Oh.
I have my... I have my suggestions to those who do the we went to I went to Honey Baked and got a lot of their goodies and the like, but it was a challenge for me, who does not really like to cook, to have to really kind of factor in my math skills were put to test, because certain things, products in the oven had to be in there for 37 minutes and another product had to be in there for 43 and another one, you know, whatever. So it was like, okay, this one's in this one and this one is this one. And it was sort of, I want them to fix these things for us who don't like to cook so that they can all be put in, and these are all 45 minutes or these are all 40 minutes or whatever. So I don't have to worry about, you know, getting things through. But it was great. And I'm most appreciative to Honey Baked Ham for the fact that they also do turkeys and the like. So we enjoyed it. How about you?
Okay.
Good.
I had a great Thanksgiving, and my wife and daughter cooked everything. Me and my son enjoyed TV. It was very traditional Thanksgiving. So,
sounds good.
And
sounds
in the
good.
End, we took the trash out. So, okay.
Understand. Well, I took the trash out as well. So, I followed, got my math skills together and took out the trash as well. So spouse was enjoying that. And Ray, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving as well.
Yes, ma'am. Sure did.
Good. Good. Well, from what all you guys are saying, it sounds as if we may be at the time frame to be clock watchers, especially by the end of the day today, into the weekend. So I find that very positive and encouraging and the like. But I'd like to share some info that I had found on one of the websites that I look at and was wondering how your folks might be looking at this. And it was posted today's date. And it was mid-afternoon Iraqi time, and it was really referencing Alawi, the finance minister, kind of briefing and focusing in the importance of the white paper. And I've been seeing a lot of references to the white paper over the last few days. And this, he apparently was in a meeting with the Iraqi Private Banks Association, where he was saying banking sector, one of the most important sectors, and the state is working to support it in order to move the economy, and saying that the Ministry of Finance is working to strengthen the infrastructure to help advance all the economic sectors, especially the banking sector, in order to support these investment projects. We've seen that before. Then he's saying he's seeking to offer bonds worth $3 to $5 billion, found that interesting that it wasn't dinar or dollars, to the citizens in two currencies, the dinar and the dollar, and expecting private and government banks to buy them, and that pointing out that the exchange rate of the dinar against the dollar will be fixed when the bonds are issued in order to avoid any losses in the purchase of bonds by the banks and citizens. And I'm kind of going, okay, is this a subtle way that they're briefing their folks that, hey, we're right on the cusp of all of this happening?
Well,
or are my dinar-colored glasses so thick and so red and pink that I can't see?
No, I read the article, and I liked it because it's saying that the rate is going to be fixed. So it's telling them that, so nobody loses any money, and we know that's coming up. But it said in dollars and dinar, it gave the exact amount, talked about the oil. But the big thing about it, there's two other things that go with it. One is articles came out again this morning telling people to put their money in the bank, saying you can get interest on your money in the bank and you're just missing out by keeping it in your house and everything. So I think there was like two articles like that this morning and yesterday. So they're calling for them to bring all the money in again. The other was, I think, telling them that, again, they wouldn't lose money with the bonds, and the fact that the way they're going to overcome their deficit is they're going to use the people's money. That's what it says. We're going to use your money. And I said, well, hell, that's scaring the people because they don't know any better. It's saying, when you put your money in the bank, we're going to use it to overcome our deficit. Now, to layman, you know, wait a minute, you're going to I'm going to put my money in there, and you're going to take it out, and you're going to go pay the bills with it. That's what they're scared of now, putting their money in the bank and the government just taking it. When, in essence, they were saying, put it in the bank. You're going to get interest. We're going to invest it. We're going to do like we're doing with the bonds, everything else, which is going to give us money to pay off our deficit. But, you know, the average person over there got an eighth grade education. They're not understanding all that. So I thought, sure, this, you know, it's the right thing to do, but it might be too much, you know, for the average person to even understand. Mm-hmm. But they're definitely trying to get them to bring the money in. They're trying to build a market economy. And the good thing that we saw is they're trying to do it right now. He's saying immediately. Reforms need to take place immediately if we're going to come out of this crisis. Immediately. That's the best part of the article.
And last question here is now on this side of the pond with respect to the whereabouts of the folks at the call centers and the exchange centers. The folks in Texas, were they given the same directive and they were saying, give us a second notice and we'll be there? Or what's the status of the Texas folks?
I have no idea. I did not even talk to them because I know. And they constantly tell me, Tony, if anything happens, I'm going to call you. And I say, all right, we'll just go with the rest of them. But I clearly, guys, I do not expect Texas to get a 12-hour notice, you know, like everybody else, or a day's notice, because they know we're watching them for the final movements.
Good enough. Well, again, I'll be looking at my clocks all this weekend, especially later this afternoon. And again, appreciate your being with us this afternoon, giving us the update. And 10 days from whenever all of this ends, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. Again, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. And hopefully this is our last pre-RV type of call like this. It'll be different.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. Thanks
Thank
again.
You.
Take care.
Enjoy your weekend. I hope so.
Thank you. Shall do. You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare. Double the
281.
Ooh, wait.
What?
You get your own introduction.
How you doing? I was working it out. I was getting down because I'm working some of this turkey off. I almost did the stinky leg. Keep it on a little longer. Keep it on a little bit longer. I sure was. How y'all doing? Y'all doing okay?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, fantastic.
How was your Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. It was just myself and my husband. We didn't go out to the family this year because of the COVID thing, but it was nice. We watched all the games and just chilled out, did nothing. That was great to me. And how about you guys? Y'all had a great Thanksgiving? I heard you say you did, Tony.
Yes.
But
I actually did. And the best part was watching Washington beat the stuffing out of Dallas. But anyway,
watch it, now, see? You had to bring that up. Okay. My team won. I like Dallas, too, though, but my team won. The Texans won yesterday, so I'm not too bad. I don't feel too bad. So, all my family members are Dallas Cowboy fans, though, so I felt sorry for them. So, but we're going to get through it. We'll get through it maybe next year. So,
okay.
Well, I have some questions. So are people still being trained at the bank for this process at some locations, or are they finished all of that stuff?
They're not talking about training anybody. So their staff, they brought in,
yeah,
I guess, everybody they needed to and replaced them. So he hasn't said anything about training, but they are there. So, I mean, they could still be doing it while they're sitting there. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was one of the reasons why maybe they're just not finished with all the training yet, too, at some locations to get everybody ready. Or since they lost some people, maybe they had to retrain some folks, you know, or something like that to get them ready.
No, I don't think the bank is holding it up at all. So it's not the bank.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're there and ready to go. They're seeing this. It's the Treasury, is you know.
Yeah.
They got to
okay.
get the go.
Mm. Yeah. So with this being so close, we're right there on the cusp scene, like, do you think there will be any updated processes and procedures that they may share with y'all, or we won't get that until after the fact?
I don't think anything's going to change because,
okay.
you know, we got a system, it's ready to go. I think it's working with all the ones that they've done before as far as the process when they've already exchanged some people. There's nothing else to it but to test the 800 numbers, test the phone
yeah.
system and see. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I hope y'all get that tonight. So this is interesting because after the market's closed, then you're saying it could be a possibility because the day is not over. Now, when would the CBI, if that were to happen, change their information on their site? Would that could be just at any moment, or is there a certain time that they would change their numbers?
Well, they're going to change their numbers while we're going to the bank. So it's going to happen at that time. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen an hour before we get notification or not. Well, we're not going to get notified until after it actually happens. So we're never going to get notification before it happens. We may not see it, but it will have happened before we get notified, and then they'll update their server and their sites. So it's not like they're going to tell us to go and start paying us and they haven't actually changed it yet. That's not ever going to happen.
On the CBI sites. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Because, I mean, a lot of people are watching that site. So that's why I ask, is it just, it doesn't make sense for us to watch it right now? I mean, we wouldn't see it on the site before we get called in. Is that not possible? See, that was my question. So,
no, I don't think that's possible. It may happen
yeah.
afterwards, you know.
But
it will have happened even if they haven't updated their site yet. It will have happened.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, those were all my questions. I'm just hoping that we see this over the weekend. Well, it's possible for us to go in tonight, at least make our. Well, if they do it after, I guess, the market's closed and y'all get the 1-800 numbers, it's possible that we can go in and have an appointment as well, not just make the appointment, but some people may start going in because they're going to be there
at
11.
Like I said,
okay.
they wanted people in there within 2 hours after they made the announcement. They wanted their first people in there. So remember, they're working from 6 to 11. But that first night, they said they will go till 1 in the morning with their first group of appointments.
Okay. Well, I'm glad my husband is off so I can get him to go with me. I wouldn't want anybody to steal me, so I don't want to go by myself, you know, because when you're just as cute as me, you can't go by yourself too many places. You see what I'm saying?
Listen. I was clearly going to say, is that even a concern? But now you threw that in there. So is somebody going to steal you?
Okay. I'll let y'all go. I just thought I'd throw that in. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
972 area code, you're on.
Hello there, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Hey,
hey
Danny.
Hey, it's a good day. Guess what I did yesterday?
Uh-oh.
I took Washington.
Oh, did you?
Instead of the Cowboys. I got a call from my friend, JR, Wish He Was Rich Dallas connection, and he wanted me to perhaps send him some money, and I said, well, let's do this. I'll take the other team. He said, oh, I got Dallas. And I said, well, I'll take Washington. Let's see what happens. We'll decide who sends who some money. So it was a good guess. I felt a little awkward, but not for long. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, listen, Danny,
friend, I believe. Yeah.
Look, you can always win if you take the team opposite Dallas.
Oh, at least three times so far that has not been true, but here we sit. Yes, sir. Got you. Yeah. I've got just a couple of simple questions. It has to do with our expectations. All the news you've given me is very exceptional, and I appreciate that. It defines and it kind of declares we're still on the right path and it's getting ever closer. I like that sort of thing. What's a little bit of an irritation is I have gotten information that the Iraqi dinar has already gone international. Now, we discussed this for several months, but not specifically. I checked the price, international price, and we're still at 0.0008 such and such. Yeah. Is it that in an expectation that their neighboring countries are experiencing this elevated cost, or is it individual prospective traders are experience that, or is it just hype? And I've given in to that. Is there an international cost or a price different than what we can get on all of the conventional currency exchange locations? Talk to me.
Okay. For years, people have said that dinar is not international. For years. How many other people use anything else? For years, we've been telling you we have a list of 70 banks right now that buy and sell the dinar, which we have, with Citigroup being the biggest one, Citibank, that I know of. And I said it has always been international, even though it was on the OPEC list. They were still exchanging it, and it's still the same rate that you see on every Forex site. Has not changed. Nothing has changed. So the rate you're seeing there is the same rate that we're paying. And if you go to any bank site that does exchange the dinar, it's going to be the same rate, 0.0008, or whatever it is. So nothing has changed there.
Okay, the term exotic currency is one that has been trafficked around the internet. That term was the excuse as to why we only had limited access from different suppliers. But that doesn't really mean anything, does it? It's just a term that's temporarily posted on the dinar. Is that a true fact?
Yeah, exotic currency are ones that are seldom asked for or requested. And they're trading volume goods. That's all that is as far as the banks are concerned. It's not one of the major currencies traded around the world.
Okay, well, I think that satisfies my curiosity. I'm very excited about this. I think I've mentioned to you before, I've got two brothers, love them to death, but they think I have gone off my rocker. And my mom and I are going to teach them a lesson. We went ahead and bought them a million dinar each several years ago. So they always ask me, how's that funny money business going? So I'll answer hopefully very soon and put a big old question mark in their head and money in their pocket. So you guys are the tops. Thank you for what you do and how you affect this community. I got to go back to work until
later, Danny.
Yes, wait, Danny.
I got a better idea. Since they think you've gone off your rocker, when the dinar revalues, why don't you buy them new rockers instead at their front doors and tell them to try it out?
Okay? Oh, my. That's an excellent idea. I'll get on the internet and my wife look for Freaky Fatty rockers before the day is over.
Yeah, put a bow on it.
You can, hey Danny, you can go down to Cracker Barrel and buy a couple. They keep them out front
all the time. That's true. Oh my! Excellent. I was actually at my wife and I was thinking about purchasing one of those after the fact, but we'll deal with it. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
360, Erico, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Happy post-Thanksgiving.
All right,
I,
how are you?
Well, I didn't fall asleep at the switch this time for calling in. And I, Tony, when I heard you the other day call and ask, you know, is Walt in there anywhere? But I was farther down the trail, so I missed a chance of getting in and chatting with you guys. But first of all, I hope you both had a good holiday. I'm trusting in that. Yes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Yep. As they say in France, moi aussi. So I did too. And, ever grateful for that. Tony, I agree with your, you know, the article I read said three were killed in southern Iraq demonstrations between different factions. So I'm assuming that was between the Shiites, which would be the pro-Iranian connection, versus the non-Shiites or the Sunni group. Am I confusing the issue, or is that how you'd see it as well?
No, it was supposedly the demonstrators against the security forces.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. Maybe I read it wrong. But that's what I was looking at, two killed and 50 injured.
Okay. Now, Sadr, as I remember it, spent some time and was promoted by Iran to be the head of their militia groups in Iraq. Is the last thing that I heard about him, other than him wanting to win the election. So has he now turned into the favorite for the Iranian-backed folks to take over the government in Iraq?
Well, you got to look at Sadr, Sadr, Maliki, Amiri. All of them were doing exactly what Iran wanted them to do because they figured Iran had the power. So now the power reckoning is switched, and the U.S. has put al-Kazimi in charge, and things are looking a little different. But what they all come out with all the time is, I'm doing what's right for the Iraqi citizen. And now that's what they're trying to say. It's all about Iraq. It's all about Iraq citizens. You've been treated unfair. We're going to take our voice first. They're still doing what Iran wants them to do, but they're trying to get the citizens to think they care more about them. If they did, they would have cared more about them the last 10 years, but they haven't. They cared more about Iran getting the money they wanted to get and making those type of decisions. It's only now that they're trying to say the reforms aren't going fast enough, or enough stuff's not going to the citizens trying to say we're fighting for you. And that's each one of them going into the election. But that's what they've always done for every election.
Right. It seems like the Iraqi banks are like our government in the sense, you know, they put the money in and then will pay a high interest, and yet, you know, we put money in Social Security, and then our government emptied it out to pay other bills, and then they say that Social Security is in trouble. So it seems like the right hand steals from the left hand and then tries to make it all okay by saying we'll deal with it later. And so go ahead, you were going to say?
That's their way of life. You know, that's just what
right.
they just, but this is supposedly going to be a little different. The banks are actually trying to build the banking system like we have. You know, put your money in, get interest. They invest it, and they grow their money along with yours. But from years of mistrust, the people are saying, no, the last time we put our money in the bank, you took it all, because they did, and they said, too bad, sorry, it's gone. And people lost all their money. So now the banks are saying, well, we're different now because we have different laws, different rules, and we can't do that any longer, and we're going to work for the bank. And that's what I was saying this morning with 404. The government is putting out statements at the same time saying, hey, we're going to use your money to pay the deal, the debt with. But we're going to use it, they're saying, by selling you bonds and currency. And then you take that bond and we're going to pay you interest on it, which makes it too similar to what the banks are saying, which is just scaring the hell out of them because they don't know. If we give you our money, it's going to be gone. They don't know anything about securities and bonds and investments and, you know. And I think they're trying to change the country or people's mindset too fast or too much at one time by doing what they're doing. And when people are confused, what do? Nothing.
Sure.
Everybody, let me see what happens. Well, nothing's happening because you're not putting the money in the bank. They're not being able to set the system up, so they can't change the rate and on and on and on. They can't initiate the reforms because there's no money. Now, the only good thing they put out today is with the central bank and the private banks is they want to remove the government authority over the banks and make them a separate system. Now, if they in fact do that, CBI and private banks, people may look at it a little different.
Well, it seems that this may be just my, not my Iraqi rose-colored glasses, but it seems from what they say and what they do are obviously two very different things. They are still there. There were three articles listed yesterday, as posted through Iraqi News, that there is still the private bank draining of U.S. dollars, and then it's not tracked, and they don't know where it goes. And so, if this is just the government banks, I guess that might be one thing. But I'm assuming that people have the ability to put it in private banks as well. And obviously have to be feeling like, you know, if you screwed me once, shame on me. If you screw me, or shame on you. You screw me twice, shame on me. And I think that a lot of people would be stuck in that quandary because the government says that the auctions are the seat of corruption, that they're still ongoing, so they're still stealing. And so, I mean, if I had to advise the Iraqi people what to do, I'd say hang on to your money until you can be sure that the corruption is done, even though that's a probably never going to happen sort of deal. Well, then the banks have written their own epitaph. You know, as long as those people are allowed to steal that don't have a price to pay for it, then to ask the people of Iraq to trust them, to me, even if they say the average education is fifth grade, believe me, if I was in fifth grade and somebody kept stealing from me or kicking my butt every time I tried to leave school, I'd figure out a different way to leave. Not thinking that,
well,
trust them again, because that's not going to happen.
Right, and that's their issue. But you got to remember, the CBI sells the money to the private bank. The private banks are how Iran is funneling the money out of the country. So it's
exactly.
absolutely connected, okay? And
yep.
now they're telling the people to put your money in the private bank so we can funnel it out the country too. But anyway.
So with all the changes then, the central bank remains corrupt as well then. It has to be, because otherwise they wouldn't allow it and they'd cut the private banks off. I mean, that's what makes sense to me, but maybe
well,
it's not that way.
Well, that's what changing the rate will accomplish and doing away with the auctions. Now they have cut the banks off. Now they're separate. And then they're doing international. But, again, we all know that. The U.S. knows that. That's why they sanctioned the banks that they did. That's why they sanctioned the people who they have. Then you guys can no longer do business with them because they're the ones siphoning off the money. But that's why they changed the banking laws that they did. The only thing they haven't done is put it all into effect. And that's by shutting off the auction, which they can't do until they change the exchange rate. Supposedly, that's supposed to do away with all of it. But that's the day the rate changes. So they're putting the cart before the horse, trying to get people to put their money in the bank before they change the rules. And the people aren't going to do that. Change the rules, then I can put my money in the bank.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right. I hope that you're a visionary, and that my stinking thinking is not the prevailing attitude amongst those who can actually fix this thing at some point. So, I'm glad you guys had a good holiday. I'm still hoping that at some point in time this happens, so that we can, well, if nothing else, allow Danny to buy his brothers a rocking chair. And
okay.
According
okay.
to your philosophy on currencies, that's what they deserve, is the rocking chair. But all in all, this is the holiday season. This is the season to be jolly. And I think thinking positive is always preferable to the otherwise. So we'll keep our hopes up and say a prayer every day, and this thing will come to fruition. So
yes, sir.
Have a great day, Ray. Have a great day, Tony. And I look forward to a tweet over the weekend. And, oh, by the way, when you said you sent out a tweet, did it have something to do with the white papers? Because that's the one that I got that I couldn't figure out what that was or where, what the origin
of
the
tweet. I sent that out a couple of days ago. Go ahead, Ray. Okay. Ray did something else.
Yeah, it was not a tweet. It was just a test email that I did last night.
Oh, okay, because I didn't get it, and that's why I'm going to have to – I'll log in and see what my – maybe it was my old email address and check and see if that was the case. Anyway, because, I mean, I've been on the website, and I check in and out reasonably
okay.
frequently.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
so
go in and check your profile and make sure that you have the current up-to-date email address listed.
Yep.
That's where we're sending it to, whatever email address you have in your profile.
Sure. I'll do that. Marvelous.
All right, so
okay, guys, keep it up. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Have
thank
a great day.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you, sir.
You bet.
610, Erico, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, all right.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and I'm glad you got both of you gentlemen had a great Thanksgiving. I did as well. I
good.
Cooked the turkey. And we all had a great meal.
They let you
great.
Cut the turkey?
I cooked it and I cut it, yes.
Oh, okay.
So all
right.
It was all good. It was all good.
Okay.
I'm going to keep this short today, gentlemen. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. you can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTDonate. And when you're typing that in, please remember to capitalize the entire thing, $TNTDonate. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us and make it a dynamite rest of the weekend. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
442 Erica. You're on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Thank you both for all that you do. I'm glad you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we had a lot to be thankful for in this household with the TNT and what you all give us. I had a quick question I was wondering, and maybe you can answer this one, Tony. I was reading up about Iran's top scientist, nuclear scientist that got killed. And I think they were saying something about it came from Israel, but they were going to have an attack on who did it. Do you think this will slow down the RV?
No, I don't think it will. Hopefully it's Monday, but it wasn't about the RV. As long as you guys understand that. That is not what that was about. And hopefully it won't affect anything else either. It's close to the end.
Yeah, yeah. I worry about that with us too, you know, with all of the military that we have. For us to not get involved and it become quite ugly. I just didn't know if that would have anything to do with the RV going on, but glad to know that it won't.
Not only that, you guys remember, Iran has talked to all their people in Iraq as early as Monday, Tuesday, do not do anything to aggravate the U.S. or to aggravate Trump and give him any reason at all to start anything, you know, before the new administration. That's what they've been putting out to their people. Don't do anything till then. And I would think even if they were going to retaliate, because it was a single individual, just like we killed the general, they would at least wait until then to retaliate, unless it keeps happening, they have no choice. But it was somebody at this date and time, somebody was intentionally trying to get them to retaliate.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know. And again, thank you both for all that you do. You're such a blessing in so many ways to so many people. And like I said, I haven't been involved as long as the ones, the 10 to 15 years. But again, you know, I'm thankful for being able to be a part of, and we will make a difference in this world, even if it's one person at a time that each one of us can touch. So thank you for all you do.
All right. Thank you. 281, Erico, you were on. KB. Okay.
us to 850. Area code, you're on.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing today, Tony?
I am super fantastic. How are you?
I'm well. And you, Ray?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Thank you.
Okay. Queen Rebecca in Florida, enjoying the good weather and thanking you all for all that you do. I had a question, but it got answered, and I hope you had a beautiful holiday, and I'm still waiting on that email or phone call from Tony so that we can do some, make some changes as far as reentry.
Some changes for reentry, huh?
Yes.
Into what? Earth's atmosphere?
Oh, okay. Well, Ray got information. Reentry, that's what I do, helping people when they transition from incarceration, from the university.
Oh, that kind of reentry. Okay.
Yes, yes. And homeless.
You said, I have the information?
Yes, you do, sir.
You sent it to me
an
email?
Can I send it again?
Was it email or snail mail?
It was text message.
Oh, yeah, I know I don't have it. If you send it via text message.
Yeah, send it to him again. Okay.
Okay,
you need
I'll
to,
send it
you
right
need
now.
To do it as an email, though, because text message,
okay.
If I don't see a text message right then when it comes in, I don't ever see them because
okay.
They're not
what
like emails. I can always just pull it back
address.
Up later. What's that?
What is the email address?
Okay, text me, and I'll send you my email address.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll make
okay.
It work. We'll get it together.
I understand. You don't want to get swarmed with emails all of a sudden. Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks
okay.
For all that you do.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
all right.
You.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Ray, that just made me think of something, too, though. And I just got to tell her. Golden Lady, I know he sent me something. He wanted me to call you the other day. And I'm absolutely going to call you. Just been busy, but I just looked at it again. And I thought of you, I will call you. All right. Go ahead.
All right. 907, Erico, you are on.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, I take that back. As with some holidays, I spent most of yesterday laying on my back in the hospital bed.
Oh, okay.
For which I'm very, very thankful because they did find a blockage in my heart that could have killed me easy enough and didn't.
Okay.
Amazing technology, though, that they have. So I'm back
yes.
Home here after... one day after my procedure.
Okay.
Which was amazing.
Oh. Well, congratulations. I'm glad it went well.
Yeah, well, I am too because I lost my wife about, oh, close to 5 years ago now. She was waiting for this money too. And so I just figured, well, who knows who will get it once I'm done. But anyway... So the question I have for you, though, is all the times that you spout, I won't say spout because you don't do that, but all the times that you post and so forth, that's all Eastern time, right? It's not, we don't have to wait for the banks in Alaska and Hawaii to close?
More than likely, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
before what?
I was saying more than likely, I would say yes. If we have to wait for the banks to close, we have to wait for all of them to close. That's my thought.
Well, yeah,
okay.
I'm in Alaska right now. They still got a few hours before they would close because it's just after 10 now. But then I'm thinking Hawaii is a lot further out yet. So.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that was basically my question because 404 beat me to it on everything, as he usually does. So I usually don't even comment.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it's just a great day to be alive, literally.
Yes, sir.
So.
All right.
All right.
Thank
you, sir.
You bet. Bye now. All
right. All right, take care. 707 area code. You are on.
Good morning, and thank you, Ray. Ray, I have a couple of questions with regards to trust. I'm using, in my notes, I'm using the wrong term, the wrong word, for the creator of a trust. I put down founder of a trust. Could you tell me what the proper name is for the person who creates a trust?
Creator or grantor.
Grantor, that's what I was missing.
Even use the word settlor. So it could be either one of those three terms, creator, grantor, or settlor.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, that reminds me. I've read those materials, but I'm losing my memory a little bit. So
okay.
It makes it more difficult. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, my question related to this is, can at my death, if I'm the creator of the trust, when I die, who takes over as creator?
Nobody, because creating is already done. You created it. You appointed some trustees to run it. Now, when you died, you just dead and gone. The trustees are still running the trust.
Oh, okay. Well, then that kind of answers my next question. Was can you put conditions, can the creator put conditions in there that make it probable for the trustees to continue the trust or foundation in the manner in which it was intended from the beginning?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The meetings that we're required to have if you have a trust or foundation, does the attorney need to be at that meeting?
No. Meetings are just decisions that the trustees are making. So you don't need an attorney there to help you make a decision, because either you're going to do something or you're not. Now, once you made that decision, you might run it by your attorney to make sure what you're doing is legal. But he doesn't need to be in your meeting.
Yeah, okay. That answers that question. That's good. Okay, my last question is getting away from trust, but I was going through the forum the other day, and I noticed a sticky in there that said, free copy of a preparing for exchange, a 21-page booklet.
Yes, sir.
And what I didn't see how to get it.
You have to open that thread. There's a link. Click on the link, and then you can download it.
I thought I was looking for that, but would that be in the same line in the forum with the notice that I was reading that describes this 21-page booklet?
Yes, it should be in there. Once you find that thread that talks about that, you open it, and then the body inside is going to have a link in it to click on to actually download the booklet.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll either find it or get somebody to help me find it. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys being there and being there for us, and I'm glad that you had a great week of Thanksgiving.
All right, sir.
And today,
all right, thank you, sir.
I was listening to the birthday song. Today's my 88th birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you. Okay, 88.
Yeah, but I don't need the song. I love that song, and I enjoyed it today, too.
Yes, sir.
So,
all right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you again. Thank you, Tony. Bye-bye.
917, area code.
Hey. Greetings and blessings to all post-Thanksgiving. 404 has answered or been the reason that my questions have been asked and answered, so thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir.
208 area code. 208?
Yes, hi, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Okay.
Oh, super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm super fantastic, too. Anyhow, the question I have is, a while back, I believe you said that the people that are going to cash in for us. Don't get anything from Dinar and so on. They just get their regular pay. Is that correct?
Say it again. The people that are going to cash in for you do what?
Yeah, the people that work in the bank that do the stuff for us to get us situated and everything. I believe you said all they get is the regular pay. They get maybe some sort of a overtime, and that's about it.
Yeah, they get overtime and bonus pay. They don't get any commission from you. No.
Right. In other words, they're not getting for the time they put in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, no.
Okay. All right. So what I'm wondering is, of course, I don't really think that's fair. So how can we give them a portion of what we get without it looking like we're bribing them?
I don't know, because if you give it to them, you are buying them, aren't you?
Okay. What's your best guess as to when this might happen?
I know, guys. I mean, they're sitting there right now waiting. They're, you know, yesterday they were told, this morning they were told, this evening. So, you know, last week, like I said, we were told on Monday. So I it could happen any moment, like you're saying.
Well, I've waited 10 years, so maybe another period of time won't be too bad.
Okay.
Well, gentlemen, have a great weekend.
All right, you too. 386 area code, you are on. All right, 816 area code, you are on. Area code, you are on. All right, sounds like you're busy doing something. 832 area code, you are on.
Yes. Hello.
On.
Say yes. Hello. How are you?
Too many people now call, so I thought I'd do it. How you doing?
I'm super fantastic. How are you doing?
Oh, super fantastic. Yeah, I just got a quick question on the info that I got from one of my souls. And
okay.
The person was saying, as long as Donald Trump is staying in office, the IRV would not happen.
Okay,
is
this
that true?
Question and answers. If you have a question, we'll try to give you an answer for your question.
Yeah, that's a question. Ask it to me. Is that true?
Oh,
I don't know that that's true. Okay, I can't say yeah, he's not going to do it. When every word says that he is going to do it, we just don't know when. Right now, they think he's upset about some things and he's not letting anything move forward. He's pulling back $480 billion from small businesses with, you know, no justification. It's just not going in the right direction. But if it's ready to go, they know it's ready to go, and they say it's going to go, just might be at the last minute. Now, that's what I'm hearing out of Washington. The banks are having conferences every day with the Treasury, and every day they're telling them it's going, get ready. It's going, get ready. And that's what they told them yesterday, and that's what they told them today. Get ready. Because it's going. So that's all we can go by.
So does any country have a place decision-making process in this, letting the RV to go?
Does who have a decision-making process?
Take an example, like NATO. NATO and other European countries, Germany.
No.
Yeah.
Right now, it's all up to the U.S. We have the veto power. Everybody else has already approved it. So when the U.S. finally says go, that's when it's going to go.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Wait,
thank you, sir.
612 area code. You are on. All right. 303 area code. You are on.
Good morning and good afternoon, Ray and Tony.
Good afternoon.
I am a longtime listener and first-time caller. I've been on since DC and Pam back in the day, and I'm just so thankful to hear you're well. You had a great Thanksgiving, and as others have called in, thank you so much for all you do and your patience and kindness on all these calls for us.
You talking to me?
Both of you.
Yes.
Okay.
So thank you. I do have one question. Earlier in the call, there was a conversation about a test. And I know an email was sent out to those who are part of the forum, I believe. Was there also a test tweet that went out?
Just the email.
Okay. I was checking and looking through things, and I thought, uh-oh, that's not working for that. But I do receive the tweets, so I think I'm all set.
I think you're all set, too.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ray and Tony, and have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And Ray?
Yes.
I have sent in donations, so I've provided my number on the last few that I've sent, so hopefully you can match those together, and I'll send you an email as well.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye.
407 area code, you are on.
Oh,
hi.
Is that me?
Hi.
Yes,
hi.
You.
Hi, oh, great. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm in Florida, Orlando, Florida, and I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you guys for all that you do. And I really have a heart to be a blessing to you all. And honestly and truly, I really wish I could. It's just this past May, before that, I was homeless. And you know, like I said, I just got a place to stay this past May, and it's really been kind of rough. But I wanted to get on the call just to say if anybody is listening on this call that can make this dinar or the RV take place, I would really appreciate it. And I know there's so many other people that are in need. You know, I do outreach ministry, so I bless everybody with whatever I can. I have given away everything that I have owned, I gave away. And then when I needed some place, even the homeless shelter, I got turned down. So that's really bad, you know, when you really look at it.
Right.
But I really wanted to say that it's in my heart to be a blessing to you all. So I just wanted to tell you thank you. You know, if I had the money, I would send it. But I wanted to let you know how grateful I am for what you do, because you have provided and you are providing a lot of information of things that I needed to know, that we all needed to know. And I just really appreciate you all. So if you never hear it for the rest of the week or the day or the year, I love you guys, although I've never met you, but I do appreciate what you do. And I am so thankful to be a part of this, that, you know, in God blessing me, I desire to be a blessing to a whole lot of people. So I will continue my outreach ministry. I'll continue to give. I'll continue to do what I need to do regardless of what I have. But I just wanted to say thank you. And I wanted to let you all know that. I did want this time to pass by because so many people don't say thank you enough. You know, they are not grateful for what you do. And I hear a lot of complaints that you get from a lot of people. But you are truly appreciated, both of you. So I pray for you guys, and I say God bless you. And
right.
That was
thank
it.
You. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, sir. That was, believe it or not, the last one that had their hand up to talk. So we get to leave early.
Okay. All right, guys. What is I want to tell you guys, really? Let me tell you what I want to tell you. There's these people out there called the Vanderbilts. I don't know if you guys know them or not. And my wife actually sent me their story yesterday. And I was going to tweet it out yesterday, but I didn't want you guys getting excited about getting a tweet and thinking it was going to be something else. And then again, it's kind of long, but I thought you guys should read it because Vanderbilts used to be the richest people in the world, not here in the U.S., not Forbes 500, in the world. They used to have more than the Federal Reserve, if you read this story. Guys started from nothing, like a lot of you. Started from nothing. Built a fortune, like a lot of you are going to do when you get this dinar money, this dong money, and this Zim money. And did what he was supposed to do with it. And then made one of the worst mistakes he could ever make. He left it to his family, and he died. Worked hard for it, planned for it, built, became the richest person in the world, left it to his family when he died. His two kids, two of them, or maybe it was four of them, whatever. But he left it to his kids. Made two major mistakes. First of all, he left it all to one of them, thinking he would know what to do to take care of. And then second thing is he left them no guidance. No guidance. And that's what I'm scared and concerned with right now. I share to you guys all the time my plan. Hope you have yours. Not just for creating your legacy, but helping them understand what to do with it when you leave it with them. What it took to get it, and how to make it continue for those generations to go on. So I am going to send that out to you guys so you can look at it. I wanted to send it to you yesterday and tell you to share this with your families while they were there in front of your face. Let them know what's going to happen. And even though you'll be leaving it to them, giving it to them or whatever, it's not like rainwater. It doesn't just fall out the sky whenever it replenishes itself. That part is not going to happen. So you are going to have to tell them how to protect it and how to project it into the future. If you don't, you might as well burn it up before you go, because that's the only thing that can happen to it. If you don't give them some kind of guidance, because what you're doing is making them, you know, multimillionaires and billionaires or just 100,000 errors overnight. And if they didn't spend the time and effort to get it, they won't know what to do with it when they do without your help. So plan that. So I am going to send the article just so you read it. Share it with those who you know so they'll know what to do with it when it's their turn also, or they'll know where it will end up being. So that's important. All right. Other than that, guys, the banks are sitting there. As we speak, again, this morning, East Coast, West Coast, South, they're being told today's your day. I mean, they called us so excited yesterday. You know, like, what? I mean, you know, bank people on Thanksgiving Day, this is it. This is finally it. Yeah, I haven't talked to them yet today. So I know they're miserable right now because they told them this morning at 8 o'clock they were going to be paying people. Well, it's way past 8 and they haven't paid anybody, but we'll see what happens. It could still be any minute. We're going in the right direction. So don't despair. Be happy. Do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. I mean, hopefully we'll talk tomorrow morning or Sunday morning. But if not, definitely Monday morning. We will see you. All right, if anything happens, we'll tweet it out. Ready to put it in the form, or we'll do a call if that's what we need to do. All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Ray?
Okay, well, that's going to do it, folks. Enjoy your weekend. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Yeah.
trust in him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have
it. You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to me.
He won't be working out.
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then
your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
Excited about your future. Before we close out, I just want to have everyone say a prayer for LC and his family. He lost his brother last night, Thanksgiving night. His congestive heart failure and lymph cancer. Anyway, so it wasn't COVID-19. Lymphoma cancer. Anyway, most of you should remember LC. If you've ever gone in the forum and pulled out those bank perks and looked at them, he was the one that contributed that to us. So in your prayers, if you would include LC and his family. Thank you.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your Friday evening weekend.